So let's begin. So we begin by stopping whatever you were doing before to be here now and to be a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. There's nothing you have to do right now. You can simply be. So I'm going to offer you a few thoughts or ideas that you could return to at any time through the session. Just kind of try them out now and see if any of them feel right for you today. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. And if you wish, if it feels right for you, you're free to offer yourself a little gratitude or appreciation for giving yourself this time today. And there's going to be a little bit of a theme of gratitude and appreciation that I'll weave into today's session. I like the idea of starting off the new year with some gratitude. So start with noticing where you are right now. Ask yourself, where is the ground? What is supporting me physically? What am I resting on? What am I touching? What is touching me? Notice your weight-bearing points of contact with the ground. So if you're lying down, that would likely be the back of your head resting on its support, your back resting on the ground, the back of your shoulder blades and the back of your pelvis in particular, back of your arms and your elbows, the back of your legs if they're resting over some support, or the soles of your feet resting on the ground. Whatever those weight-bearing points of contact are for you, notice them and know that you are supported, that the ground is beneath you, beneath whatever you are resting on, supporting you. And think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And if it feels right for you, offer a little gratitude or appreciation for this physical support that is always there. So now shift your awareness to take in the space that you're in, the space that is all around you. You could ask yourself, where is the space around me? What do I notice about the space around me? Can I sense myself in the center of this space? I sense the spaces between me and the things in my space, or the spaces between those weight-bearing points of contact you noticed before. So if you kind of think of your contact with the floor, if that's how you're resting, what are the little spaces that you could notice between you and the floor too? So there'd be a space under your neck if it kind of is suspended there with your head supported and your back supported. There's the spaces under your arms, spaces maybe between your fingers or even between your toes, or noticing the arches under your feet that create those little cushions of space, space under your legs or knees. So there's those spaces, and then there's taking in that there's space all around us, space above and below, space in front, behind, right? Space to either side, and in every other direction. And you are in the center of your space, of your own space. So think to yourself, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And if it feels right for you, you could express, think some sort of appreciation and gratitude for the space that you are in. So now I invite you to do just a very little scan of your own body and see what you notice. What stands out for you first? I encourage you to try to accept and acknowledge anything that you notice, kind of getting an observer's role, that we're a little dispassionate, we're just observing. What do we notice? And you can meet any pains and discomforts, mental or physical, with awareness and kindness. There is nothing you have to do to change or fix anything right now. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. So now shift your awareness, and I'm going to invite you to notice your physical body again. But at this time, I'm going to invite you to notice ease. Any ease that might be present in any even tiny, tiny part of you. What ease might there be there lurking behind all the other places that maybe are shouting for attention? Where's the ease? Any ease at all? Where do you notice just a little bit of ease? So I'm going to invite you to invite possibility for ease in different places in your body. So you could think, I'm free to notice ease, any ease that might be there in my feet, in my toes, in my ankles and legs. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my knees and my hips. Free to notice any ease that might be in my torso, in my belly, solar plexus area, heart, chest, throat. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, in my lower back, mid back, upper back. Any ease in my shoulder blades and across my collarbones. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my arms, my elbows, my wrists, my palms of my hand, my fingers, my thumb. And I'm free to notice any ease in my face, any ease in my jaw, my brow, my head, any ease right at the very top of my head. So think one more time. Simply, I am free to notice ease. And if it feels right for you, would offer a little appreciation or gratitude for your body, for your whole self, in fact, and anything and everything it does for you, your brain, your organs, your mobility, your senses. What might you appreciate? What might you have a little gratitude for if it feels right to you? So now bring your awareness to your breath. You could maybe start out noticing the air that's moving in and out through your nose. Might notice that the air is a little warmer on the way out. It's been warmed by your body. And you can also notice the gentle movement of your breath in your body, in the torso in particular. You might be most familiar with the kind of rise and fall in your chest or abdomen. If you really pause to notice, you can be aware of that it's not just the movement to the front in your chest and your abdomen, but it's actually a whole three-dimensional movement. Kind of fueled by the rib cage. So there's a rising up and out to the sides and a coming back in with each breath, rising up on the in breath and draping back down on the out breath. There's also an expansion in your back with each in breath. You might be especially able to be aware of that if you're resting onto something, because you'll notice you have a greater contact with the floor, for instance, on each in-breath. Think to yourself, I'm free to notice my breath. We're just observing, we're not trying to change anything. And yet, you may notice that the act of observation may have an effect on your breathing indirectly. If you start to observe the rhythm of your breath, you may notice that it's akin to waves coming into shore. And that they might be quite regular for a while, but sometimes, like a big wave that builds up and kind of eventually just rolls crashing into the shore, that you'll sometimes get a spontaneous big deep breath that just happens. Sometimes it almost feels like there's a little pause in your breathing. And then it just starts up again. Sometimes it's just like those little waves just lapping onto the shore. What are you noticing about your breath right now? So, could have this idea. We'll just do a very short little visualization. I want you to imagine your rib cage as a barrel, a very flexible barrel with moving floor and a moving walls. And in your imagination, I want you to put yourself like a little speck of your own consciousness inside this barrel, which means that you can observe the movement and this wave-like motion of your breath as if from the inside. So from this vantage point inside, you'll notice that as the breath comes in, all the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. We'll just stay with that for a moment or two, just observing your breath as if from the inside. As the breath comes in, those walls and the floor all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. There's nothing you have to do to make your breath happen. It is our companion for life. You could think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. My breathing is free, and I am free to notice my breath. If it feels right for you, you could go ahead and offer a little gratitude or appreciation for your breath. This constant companion that we have. So not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your sense of your whole self. Come back to that awareness of your contact with the surface that you are resting on. Notice it. And you could just notice maybe something's changed about it from when you first lay down. It's nothing right or wrong, whatever you notice, but just to be aware. So know that you are supported, and let's think again. I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of the space all around me. My body breathes me. I am free to notice ease. I am free. And as we come to the end of our constructive rest time together, before we finish, if it feels right for you in this moment, just take a moment for any final expression of appreciation or gratitude that you'd like to give yourself. And when you're ready, see if you can choose any one of the ideas that you found particularly helpful or that you're more curious about from today's talk, and see if you can keep coming back to that idea as you bring yourself back to upright. So maybe that's noticing your contact with the ground or other surfaces, which will be changing as you start to move. Or maybe you could be curious about awareness of space around you, above and below, and in front and behind, and to either side as you move. Maybe you want to take that awareness of your breathing. Notice how that changes as you move. Just naturally responding to the different demands on you. You could be free to notice ease. What ease do you notice as you begin to move?